For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Fresh off an interview with Fox News.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on this afternoon.
You bet. Congratulations.
Republican Congresswoman-elect Nancy Mace talks to us by phone before heading to Washington for orientation to serve South Carolina's 1st Congressional District.
It still feels a little surreal. You know, we made possible what so many said was going to be impossible to do.
The 42-year-old state representative beat incumbent Congressman Joe Cunningham, who also did what was thought to be impossible 2 years ago, becoming the first Democrat to represent the district in 40 years. He won by fewer than 4,000 votes. Republicans have wanted to take back the seat ever since, and once again, it was close. Mace believes she outworked the popular 38-year-old congressman, who early polls had favored to win.
Everyone coming together, knocking on doors, making phone calls, helping us text.
The Goose Creek native and single mother of two claimed victory the day after the election at a Waffle House in Ladson along busy College Park Road. Her voice quivered as she spoke about the significance of that place.
And, 25 years ago, when I dropped out of school at the age of 17, this is where my first job was. And at that time in my life, I didn't know what my future would hold.
Mace says she learned some tough lessons and worked hard before enrolling in Charleston's once all-male military school, the Citadel, becoming the first female to graduate from its Corps of Cadets. Now Mace is marking another first, the first Republican woman to be elected to Congress from South Carolina. She says she was propelled by an all-female millennial team, including campaign manager Mara Maelstrom.
No one will outwork Nancy Mace, flat out.
Political scientist Dr. Gibbs Knotts at the College of Charleston admits he thought Cunningham would win, but he knew it would be close.
For Nancy Mace, it was being a strong candidate, having an impressive biography, running a good campaign, but also being able to benefit from a little bit of coattails from Donald Trump.
And he says the Republican candidates in both the 1st Congressional District and the U.S. Senate race hammered home a message that served them well. They painted their opponents as liberals.
And it was a smart strategy by both Lindsey Graham and Nancy Mace to nationalize the race and to connect their opponents with the National Democratic Party. It hurt them in a conservative place like South Carolina.
Then there was the pandemic, which became highly politicized, with Democrats like Cunningham cautiously holding virtual events, while Republicans like Mace continued to meet in person. Dr. Knotts says while Democrats tried to be responsible, they may have paid a price. Mace says she knocked on 1,000 doors the week before the election.
To go door to door and talk to people individually to hear what's on their heart and their mind, nothing beats that.
Now Mace is beating the streets in our nation's capital, getting acquainted with congressional life, and sharing the experience on social media.
And I gotta tell you, I joked with someone earlier, it's kind of like freshman hazing. I actually got lost everywhere I went and was trying to go, and I would have to ask interns or staff or security how to get from point A to point B.
The woman who once served customers at a Lowcountry Waffle House is getting ready to serve constituents in Washington. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen in Charleston. And for more on this story, go to southcarolinapublicradio.org.